Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome back to the episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. I'm your host, Sarah Romanova. And today I want to talk about the topic that I think is the most painful for many of us, yet the most healing and the most important topic that we can ever dedicate our time to think about it, to decide, to implement. And the topic is worthiness, worthlessness, whichever the way that comes up, right? And I wanted to use this episode to talk about how I stopped being worthless. And that used to be my story for, over 30 years of my life. And I thought if I share my experience of how I dealt with it, how I decided to untie my worthiness from all the things external, maybe that will help you also get to your own conclusions about how you could do the same. Because this is something that is very, hard topic, but at the same time, I feel like this is the topic to unlock so that we can really have the free life that we want to. We can really have the life that we really feel that's how I want to live. And that all comes to this topic of worthiness. Now, I will not really talk about what is worthiness and definitions and all of those things, because I think that's not really the point oftentimes when we are thinking about our own questions. But I will talk about this topic that from the angle that I have seen now some of my clients come to me with is that they are afraid to lose their jobs or they're afraid to find another job. And some of the reasons why they're so afraid, oh my God, I have to find a job. If I don't, not only that, I will not eat, which I think for some of my clients, that's not really even the issue. They have savings, they have other needs, but it's more like if I'm not working, if I don't have a job, then I'm no one, right? Then I'm worth less is really what they're saying. And as I coach through this these clients through this conversation, I realize that the reason why it becomes so hard for us to even go through these times nowadays in the crisis is not because we cannot handle those crises, because we have been handling a lot of crises in our professional life, but it's more like, what do we make it mean if we lose our jobs, right? What do we make it mean? How much shame we feel, how much guilt we feel, how much it affects us at the existential level, because we have tied our worth, our self-confidence to our jobs. And I want to walk you through my journey of how I have untied my worth from anything external, anyone, including my own conditions, right? So that's why I want to really give you my experience of how I did that. And it's going to be a bit maybe non-structured, but I'm hoping that you will still get what are the things that I did. And I will try to summarize in the end so that you know how to approach your situation as well. So I probably have told you, and if you are new, then this might be the occasion for me to tell a bit about how my struggle with worthiness would show up in like every part of my life, essentially, right? So starting from dating, from being a teenager, from believing that no one is interested in me, no one wants to date me, to that guy is too handsome to date me, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm not loved, I shouldn't be loved. All of those things would show up in my life, in my personal life, and then the professional ones that oh, I'm not like them, having the inferiority feeling the whole time, or I'm not even worthy to get that promotion, I'm not worthy to make that money, all of those things, right? And this has been my life for over 30 years of my life, and I am now about to turn 40. So you can imagine how, in the last 10 years or so, I have been able to untie and live my life freely. So, in this process of going through this feeling of, okay, I'm no one without my job. I am no one without my UN career. I am no one without those privileges. These are the lingering underlying belief systems that used to run me when I was back in the humanitarian sector, right? And then, as soon as I realized that after leaving the humanitarian sector, I realized, and through getting coached a lot of the time, is that my real answer to the question that I kept asking myself is, who am I without my UN job, right? And then I think the answer really was, I'm no one. Excuse me. But I think I didn't really want to accept that, right? I didn't want to admit that was the answer, but I think that was really the answer. The answer was, I am no one without my UN job. And also to realize that I think I took basically my parents' conditioning. So the way that my parents have conditioned me, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, is my parents have conditioned me to, if you don't study well, you are not loved. If you don't do these things the way we tell you, you are not loved, right? So even though they obviously love me, with all their hearts and everything, but I think that especially my father's attitude about, if you are not this person, this daughter that I want you to be, then I'm not loving you. Or if you're not the guy that I want you to become, because at some point my father wanted me to be a guy and do the guy task at home because he didn't have a son anymore. So therefore, he trained me to be a guy and do the guy things, right? And then I was conditioned in my home, back in the village, that if I'm not this person that I want you to be, then I'm not loved, right? So that was the messaging that was given to me. So conditional loving, in other words. And then I think I took that without really even realizing that I applied it to myself. And then I said, okay, if I don't do this, if I'm not successful in school, in university, in at work, then I'm worthless. Right. So I translated that love. I'm now thinking loudly and more like as I was preparing for this episode, I realized that I was using the same conditioning technique that my parents used, only I used it to translate into, if I don't achieve those things, then I'm worthless. Right. This is how I translated it. And another way that I translated it would be, if I'm not successful, I'm not lovable. If I'm not beautiful, I'm not lovable. If I'm not having all the money, I'm not lovable or I'm not worthy, right? So these are the ways that I have internalized it. And when I coach clients about this topic, what they also tell me, and it can be also cultural conditioning, right? Where they say that they come from a very productive seeking society where the society approves of you if you are a productive member of society, but if you don't have a job, the society condemns you in some way and looks at you like a second level citizen or looks at you like you are no one, right? And when they are raised in that environment, then all they know from society is that their worth of who they are is tied to a job, and if they don't have a job, then they're no one, right? So this is the conditioning that many of us have received from society, from our families, from other adults as we were growing up, and then we just believed and assumed this is how it is. And then on top of this is in my journey, the other conditioning was that it was a patriarchal conditioning, right? Where all of the generations of my mom, my sister, all of the female generation in my family before me, they all went to marry a guy, and then the guy used to provide for everything. And then the conditioning of the society again was, without that guy, you are no one, right? And therefore, of course, you wouldn't leave that family situation, even if that's not really what you wanted, that you didn't like it, but you didn't leave because your worth was tied to that, right? And then having all of these conditioning and then me internalizing that, then I just realized, okay, the first thing that I remember like more vividly or being aware of it that I really didn't want to do as I grew up was that I didn't want to become like my mom in the sense of being totally dependent on my father, right? So therefore, I always try to untie that connection, that conditioning, the patriarchal conditioning I tried to untie, right? And therefore, in some way, I was very sure that I am worthy and I'm fine without a guy. I'm fine without a husband. I'm fine without a marriage. I was very sure and very convinced that I will be fine no matter, because I just told myself that I'm not gonna like create a marriage full of violence, emotional and physical violence. I'm not going to do that. So therefore, I was very sure from the early on that I wouldn't want to repeat the mistakes of my mom and my other female relatives in my family before me. So therefore, I felt like I was very good at untying that conditioning, right? So therefore, I thought, okay, if I know that I'm worthy and I'm great and I'm confident in living my life with a husband or without, with a guy or without, and I'm only going to go for the guy that I really want to and I love, and I'm sure where there will be no violence involved whatsoever, whether emotional or physical, then I will be building that relationship. I was really sure of that eventually, as I realized that I'm someone who can build such relationships, right? And then when I was working on my worthiness tied to my UN job, I was starting to look at the same way. And I was thinking, okay, if my UN job was a guy, and I would be saying, oh, I'm no one without that guy, then I would laugh at myself, right? I would be like, I can't believe you're even thinking or saying it, or let alone believing it, right? I would be so outraged about it. But when it comes to my UN job, even though the pattern is the same, I just replaced the husband with the UN, basically, right? Then I was asking myself, what's the difference, right? What's the difference between me tying my worth to a guy versus tying my worth to an employer? And I was seeing that there is no difference. I did the same thing, as if like I had this conditioning, so powerful conditioning from my childhood that it conditioned me in a way that as if I needed conditioning all of the time. Like it didn't matter what the conditioning is, it needed to be a conditioning, right? So therefore, if it wasn't the guy, it would be my employer. If it wasn't the employer, it would be something else. And I just realized that I learned so much to condition my worthiness to either a guy. So I untied from that, meaning I stopped being dependent on them and I start being reliant on myself, right? And then I tied my worthiness to my UN job, my employer. And then I realized, okay, that's not really how I want to be showing up and living my life, where I believe that all of my happiness and sadness depends on UN. I didn't want to do that. Or all of my worthiness depends on you. And I didn't want to do that either, right? And then as soon as I learned how to untie from the, and I will speak more about it, how I learned how to untie from it, then I realized, oh, but I don't really know how to make money on my own. And I'm like, okay, well, now I realize that I was tying my worthiness to money. And then I realized, okay, I don't want to do that either. You see what I'm saying? So I was so good at conditioning myself and my worthiness to all the things external. And I realized also that the more I just keep conditioning myself to something external, tying myself to something external, whether it's a marriage, whether it's money, whether it's success, whether it's privileges, whether it's status, whatever it is, then I will just keep depending on them and on them deciding how worthy I am. And on that idea sounded at some point very ridiculous to me. And then I was starting to ask myself, okay, do I even want to condition myself to these things externally? Right? I understand what society taught me. I understand what my parents taught me. And of course, they all taught me at the level of their own education, their own level of awareness. And that's fine. And I'm not going to continue blaming them for how my life showed turned out to be, because I truly believe after 18, it becomes difficult to keep blaming other people. Right. So therefore, I realize, okay, whatever the thing that they did and taught to me is fine. That's what they knew. Now that I have the agency to decide how I want to live my life and how I want to see my worthiness, do I want to keep conditioning myself, tying myself to those external things to feel worthy? And the answer is usually no, I don't. Right? And I'm assuming it's yours as well. It's like, no, I don't want to be conditioning my worthiness to whatever the thing, external or other people or relationships, whoever it is. Because if we are tying ourselves to those external things, what we are really doing, I believe, if I were to give an analogy, is as if we put ourselves into the stock market and keep looking at who is going to price us in what way. And if I say you this way, probably you will find it very ridiculous or ludicrous, whichever the way, right? But then we keep doing that to ourselves on daily basis. And that's the crazy part. Even though we intellectually understand that that's not what we want to do, intellectually understand that if we put ourselves into the stock market and say, okay, put the price on Estelle Romanova, how worth she is, everyone would be like, I mean, the world has gone mad. Yet inside of us, that's what we keep doing. Like, every day, every minute of our lives. And that's what I really want us to really realize is that, again, if we were saying that I'm worthless without this guy, or I'm worthless without this girl, I'm worthless without this relationship, then you would be like, I mean, is that even true? Why and how and why would you do that to yourself, right? Yet we are doing that with our employers. We have just replaced the guy or the marriage or whatever the traditional things that we used to have. We have replaced it with the employer. And therefore, the first thing that I think is so important for us to really recognize that if we keep tying ourselves to those external things, they keep defining our worth. And if we don't want us to be defined by those external things, then we need to decide how to untie it, right? How to not let our worthiness depend on those things external, on those people externally. The next thing is that I think I realized then is, okay, I don't want to be tying myself to those external things, to other people. I don't want to be dependent on them deciding or defining whether I'm worthy or not. But then I started looking at, okay, how do I want to define my worth? And what is my worth, right? And then that's when I start getting into, okay, what is my understanding of worth? And I told you in some of the other podcasts that it was the most difficult exercise that I did with myself because I didn't really know what my worth was or what that even was. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't really understand it. I could see when I was maybe not feeling worthy, but I couldn't really see myself when I felt worthy. And then I started exploring, okay, how does worthiness feels, and how does my worthiness feels irrespective of who decides what? In other words, if I'm unemployed and I don't have money, I don't have a job, I don't have UN, I don't have any privileges, da 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 da, all of those things, how would I feel worthy anyway? And it was a difficult exercise, but at the same time, it was an exercise that I was able to do because I was technically not without with a job at the time when I left UN, right? I had no job, but it never felt that way because then I realized, no, the thing that I'm building, my coaching, is my job, and that's what I want it to be. And I want to be doing that because I love the way that it transforms people's lives. I love the way that it helps people achieve their dreams. And I want to be that person advocating for the dreams of other people and getting helping them get to those answers, right? Therefore, I really love doing that. And it had nothing to do with whether I feel worthy or not doing it. I just love doing it. And then I started realizing, okay, I feel worthy even though I don't have a contract, I don't have a job, I don't have UN, I don't have those privileges. I feel worthy standing on my own, being the person that I really am, having all the experience that I have. I feel worthy no matter. And I think that's where really the real freedom came, where I felt like, oh my God, I can be worthy. I can do whatever I want in life. I can experience life with all the amazing emotions and all the shitty emotions, but they don't in any way, shape, or form define whether I'm worthy or not. I'm worthy no matter, right? I have decided then that I am worthy no matter what happens outside. I'm worthy no matter who says what to me or not. I'm worthy no matter whether I have all the resources or I don't have any resources. And then I felt such this liberation, liberation, acceptance, loving myself. I think all of that I have started experiencing because I started realizing that how worthy I feel about myself really depends on me. And if it depends on me, then I'm not going to tie it again to something else external or someone else external. Because I feel like that's such a precious thing about me, and it's about every human, that I want to treat myself and every human the worthiest that I can possibly imagine. And I don't want to tie any of these things to anything external, and I don't want to do that with other people. So therefore, what that would mean in practice is that, oh, I find this person worthy because they have a job with UN, so let me talk to them more versus those who don't have a job and therefore not talk to them or talk less or whatever it is. I don't want to be inherently discriminating other people, and I don't want to be treating them based on their status or their job titles or based on whatever they have, but rather treating them worthy because they're humans, right? And I have learned a lot of these concepts also through getting coached and coaching, getting coached by other amazing coaches. And I have also realized that whether I tie myself to those external things or not, whether I make my worthiness conditional or not, and how worthy I treat myself really depends on me. And the way that I treat, then other people also know how to treat me. And therefore, like being aware of how I was tying myself, being aware of how the consequences of that was, being aware of how I didn't want to do that started getting me to making some decisions, started making me question some of the ways that I have always believed in things. And then once I started making decision about, no, I have decided I'm worthy no matter what. I have decided my worth does not depend on those external things or external people. Then I started feeling the liberation and liberty to then live my life the way I wanted to. And not being afraid of how losing a job means that I'm not worthy, or not having money means that I'm not worthy, or not being in a relationship means that I'm not worthy, or not being in a marriage means that I'm not worthy. I didn't want to sign up to that story any longer. And I would love to really get you also understand is that how you untie yourself from your worthiness, from all the things external, all the people external, absolutely can depend on you. And I would love for you to work on this in as much as you need. It took me about a year to work on this and get really clear about how my worthiness has no tie to anything, whether I'm successful or not, all of those things. I started feeling okay. Then it doesn't really matter the status. It doesn't really matter the whether it's UN or no, because what matters is I want to be doing things that I really believe in. I want to also do things that really make the impact. I want to do things that create something new and something wonderful together with other people. And I want to get paid because of those things, that those results, those changes that I have helped make with people. And I want to live my life with my people that I love and anywhere in the world. And that level of freedom I was able to generate because I have realized how to untie my worthiness from all those things. And I would love to help you do that as well. So if you'd like to work on this, come coach with me individually. I have few spots left. I would love to coach you. Email me at sel@complaintfree.life, or of course, message me through social media. Or of course, you can also book a call by going to my website, selramonova.com. And in the meantime, have a beautiful week and see you very soon.